Welcome to Our Pops Cast.
The 30 minutes of your day you didn't realize you needed. We are Pops and Pops.
I'm Miguel.
And I'm Jose.
And we invite you to grab a cocktail,
turn up the volume,
and shoot the shit with us.
Life is always better with Pops and Pops, so make sure to follow us on Instagram at Our Pops Cast.
And subscribe to Our Pops Cast wherever you listen to podcasts. And now,
let's go!
Hi, Pops.
Hi, Pops. How are you?
I'm good. Happy Labor Day.
Happy Labor Day.
Laboring away.
Labor.
It was quite an interesting afternoon for us.
Yeah, so it's raining outside, and earlier today we went out and took Sven out for a journey. Like, well, let's do something patio-wise, and we went over to
Ida Claire.
And we sat outside, and we knew it was going to rain, but not pour. And we are exhausted because that took a lot of energy out of us. We raced out.
It started raining while we were out there. It just started coming down. I had to go inside and find our waiter because he wasn't out there. And I was like,
he's like, I'm not going to go outside. No, it's raining.
And Sven got wet. We got wet.
Tired.
Yeah. It was definitely exhausting.
And we knew we had to do this because I know y'all are listening. Y'all are looking forward to this.
We had people asking us.
The messages were coming in. What's going on? And it's like,
okay.
We're doing this and it's going to happen today.
Yeah. Labor Day weekend. What? I don't really know what we celebrate on Labor Day.
This is not a good start.
I mean, workers? I mean, working?
We should know this as Americans. Okay. Happy Labor Day.
Happy Labor Day. While you give us a little recap of maybe like the last week, I will look up what Labor Day really
means. We don't have much going on other than we took a 2 week to get here today. we went to a pool party yesterday with our good friends.
The Don Quixotas.
And then we celebrated our engagement anniversary.
Yes,
this week.
How many years?
Oof. 22 years.
Girl, we have not been engaged for
22
years.
Engaged. 8 years?
9 years.
Yes, I knew
it. Oh my gosh.
So close.
Okay. Labor Day is an annual celebration of the social and economic achievements of American workers.
See, I told you.
You didn't say anything. I said working or workers or something.
Yes. So,
anyway, yes, we celebrated our 9th anniversary of being engaged. Wow. Do you still remember that night or do you have to watch the video every
time? Yes, of course. It's on my calendar, so I know that it's going to happen every year.
I'm so glad you have it on your calendar
week.
To remind you.
Yeah, I don't know the date by heart. Do you?
Yeah, August 30th.
You know that?
Yes, I know that.
Okay. I'll work on that.
Well, I'm the one that did all the planning for it, so I remember.
Yeah, but I also feel like it should be a memorable experience date-wise for the other half.
It should absolutely be. I'm just saying.
And I'm just letting you know that I'm working on it today.
It's been 9 years
starting today.
So, like...
Yes, okay. Yeah. Well, okay. All right. What else did we do? There was something else that you had on
No, we also went to Happy Hour with our friend Kevin. We went over to
Best
Quality Daughter.
That's right.
I love that place.
What a great night. That
was
so
good.
Fun night.
And then we ended up going over to the creamery. We met up with the Jotas there again.
Yes.
There was a lot of joteando this last week.
Sure. Yeah.
It was good. And then last Friday, we went to go see Azul Barrientos. She performed with Agarrita.
Yes.
Yes.
That was such a neat performance. Azul is just amazing.
Yeah. She was incredible.
She's incredible.
She's a Mexican artist, and she sings and plays guitar and stuff, but very like classical Mexican music. It was beautiful, and the ensemble
very poetic as well.
She did some spoken word stuff, but the group she's playing with, the ensemble, is called Agarrita, and from what I understand, they do performances throughout the year, different places, different venues, and they're all free.
Yeah,
and so we went to go see them at the Stable down at the Pearl, which was freaking awesome. That place is beautiful. But
that place is gorgeous. Uh-huh. You're right.
But that's it. That's our recap, which it's been a pretty quiet. It hasn't been quiet. It's just been, we've been busy doing like work things and stuff. And so we haven't had a lot of time to do
other
stuff.
We've been coming home fairly tired or pretty late, and to get this done. It takes a lot of energy. So, and here we are. Here we are. And I'm glad we're back. So,
One of our poppers asked me yesterday, he said, how long does it take y'all to do an episode? I told him it probably takes a good couple hours.
Yeah.
Because after we record some content, then it takes editing and stuff. And so, it takes a while. So, here we are. All right. So what do you have for us? What are we going to start with today?
Well, let's see. I think we there's a lot of things going on with sports right now.
Okay.
Not that I know a lot of it. Obviously, I've been told that. And yeah. So the NFL season begins this week.
That's
really
right.
Excited about that. This Thursday, September 5th, is the opener.
Opening game.
It's opening game. Yeah, opening night. Opening night. The doors are opening. And so that's also a reminder for those who are starting or has a fantasy football league to create your roster. This is last minute. Miguel has an update on our fantasy football.
I don't really have much of an update, except that I went in and registered, and that's it. But, hey, that's one step further than I've gone before.
So you formed a team.
I have not formed a team. I just went onto the platform and registered. So I, put my name in there, and so I have an account. Because you got to create, a little account. And then once you get in the account, you have to get a team of 8 people.
Okay.
So we have to find 8 people that are going to join us, or 6 more people besides us that are going to join our team.
In 4 days, it's got to be accomplished.
Yes, exactly. Okay. And then each one of us puts our little teams together. So we're kind of competing against each other.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. I thought we were already set. We had our team. We already know who.
No.
Okay. All right. Well, let's see if that actually happens on the next episode.
Yeah, because every week, every year we keep saying we're going to do it. This year we're going to do it.
So it's this year we did step one. Maybe next year we'll do.
We'll add an extra step. By 2030, we might have a team.
Individual teams.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, that's our update with our fantasy football roster and team selection. And
you
were
saying you want our fantasy football league to be serious. You want to do real research on players and.
Yes.
I don't know if I'm into all that.
Oh, my God. Then what are we doing? You were just on the roster?
Yeah. I'm just going to pick my favorite colors.
Okay. All right. Wow. Okay. So changing the subject, college football is also happening. UT has a really good chance this season. They're doing really well. They're currently ranked in the top 5 right now. Fourth is their actual spot, and they won their game this week.
Right.
So that is exciting. I love college football.
We need to go to a UT game.
Yeah.
If we have any listeners out there who have extra tickets,
just invite us or whatever we need to do. Just let us know. Yeah. It'll be fun. It's exciting. I really enjoy that. And then the U.S. Open is happening right now as well. Carlos Alcaraz has beefed up.
Yeah.
He's got some muscles.
Yeah.
And
he's
yummy. That's happening. And so that's pretty much our recap for sports this week.
That's all you have to say
muscles.
About him is that he's got muscles?
Yeah. It's a thing.
Oof.
Other members have been mentioning about his muscles and
his
competitors and they're what are you doing?
Yeah. I know, cuz he's hot.
Yeah. Miguel, do you have any updates on sports?
I don't have any sports updates. I do have an interesting story to share that hundreds of people in various states of undress cruised the streets of Philadelphia for their 15th annual Philly Naked Bike Ride this week. And so they went biking in Philadelphia. You remember we talked about this and said that they scheduled one in San Antonio.
They scheduled one in San Antonio, and you always said that it never happens.
It never happened. It was scheduled, and they said people kind of showed up out there, but nobody ever actually got naked and got on their bikes.
Well, it's illegal, isn't it?
Well, I don't know. I always assumed that
you can't just say it's national ride your bike.
I always assumed that it would be illegal, but I mean, Philadelphia did it. Is it because Philadelphia, the city itself, allows it and that's why they do it? Or I don't really know. Because San Francisco doesn't have a nudity law. It's legal to walk around nude.
Yeah.
You can't do any sexual acts or do anything that's inappropriate, but just walking naked is not illegal.
Yeah, I don't trust Texas.
I don't trust San Antonio. I just know pictures would be all over the place.
Oh, like, yeah, there's that, that too.
I don't need that popping up anywhere.
Yeah, I don't need my boss to call me about this. So I'm like, what do you know?
But this happens in a lot of different places.
Yeah, it does. I'm just really surprised that, I don't know. Anywho, yeah. I'm getting way deep.
Well, different people were in different, various, as it says, various states of undress. So some people are just in their underwear, and some people, you know, may have worn boxers or whatever, and some people were completely naked.
Right.
And they were able to use any kind of transportation that was man-powered. So it could be like a bike, roller skates, a skateboard, a non-battery powered scooter, a scooter that you have to like move yourself.
So you can't get on one of those scooters like the Bird or any of
because it's
motorized.
It's got to be something that you move yourself, that you like move
yourself. All right. Yeah. All right.
Because the whole point of it is to promote saving the earth. So
right.
Using
yeah.
less like gas and stuff. Like that. So it's all got to be man powered.
Interesting. Would you ever do it? Maybe not in San Antonio. Maybe not in Texas.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would do it too.
I mean, if there's a whole bunch of people doing it, why not? Like, you know, it's one thing that you're going to do one time. You're not going to do it again.
Uh-huh. All right.
What else?
What else do you have?
Oh, I'll keep going. So a TV news helicopter spotted a boy who had been reported missing. He was 9 years old. He didn't show up to school. His parents were looking for him everywhere. They found him. The helicopter found him on the roof of his apartment building.
Just hanging out.
Just sitting back in a chair reading a book. And so they stayed on top of the building, keeping an eye on him, called the cops, you know, and let them know he was up on the ceiling, on the roof. They went up to the roof. He, like, put his little book in his bag and just walked right down with the cops.
Did he not know that he was missing or reported missing?
He didn't know. He was just skipping school. I didn't tell anybody. I mean, he's 9. That's little. That's like third grade, you know. That's like a little kid. And he went up to the roof and just hung out up there.
Interesting. Did you ever skip school?
I don't think so. I mean, maybe in high school once or twice. But we had that thing where they would call your parents. Like, they had the machine. If you showed up, if they marked you absent, they would automatically call your house and let them know you weren't in class.
Oh, wow.
So I didn't really skip. I know I did, like, senior skip day and things like that. But it was stuff that my parents knew about. I wasn't a bad kid like that.
Yeah.
But I did try to like run away from home as a kid, you know.
You did what?
Yeah, I just climbed up on the tree and like hid in the tree, just stayed up there as long as I could to see if anybody.
But they really can see you.
Yeah, they could see me, but I didn't think they could see me. So I remember packing up my stuff in like a little shoebox and going up in the tree and being like, I'm staying up here until like somebody comes.
Oh, I didn't know you were such a rebel.
I stayed up there for like an hour, and I was like, this sucks. And then
nobody
looked for me. Yeah, nobody looked for me. Did you ever like run away or skip school?
No. No.
I thought all kids did that at least once. Like, you go to your neighbors and you're like,
I'm not throwing my sister into the bus, but she ran away when she was like 5.
Oh my gosh. Seriously?
Yeah, she basically was like, I'm leaving this house, and it was a long road, like dirt road, before you get to the main road, and then like on the far end of there is like railroad tracks, and she was like, I'm gonna catch the train, like I'm out of here. And sure enough, she left, and then my mom was like, oh shit, we gotta go get her, like she's actually leaving the house. Mm-hmm.
She was just like down the street.
She was already halfway down from like our end to like she was still heading down over there. Just she was done.
If I'm not mistaken, I think one of my brothers tried to do that.
Really?
Yeah, like tried to run away and like was going to get on the train that came through town and like jump on it. You know, I feel like that's a story that's kind of sitting in the back of my mind. Right?
Yeah.
I don't know. But yeah,
interesting.
Yeah, I do remember getting in an argument with my parents when I was already in high school, and I don't know why or what, but I left and I went and I spent the night at my friend's house for the weekend, like the whole weekend. And I remember looking out of his window and like seeing my parents drive by, and my little truck was in the front yard. Like, it wasn't like, oh my God, where is he? He's missing. Like, they clearly knew exactly where I was.
Yeah.
And then Sunday I was like, shit, I got to go back to school tomorrow.
Oh, Lord.
I love it.
Well, I want to go into the gym diaries. I know we talk a little bit about locker room, sports, and all that. Let's get back in there. So I think you might have mentioned someone at your gym who grunts, or like he makes this sound like he just smoked a cigarette and ran a marathon and he's coming back just trying to catch his breath.
Oh, yeah.
But for the entire time that he's like in the locker room.
Yeah.
I heard him. I went to your gym and I heard him and I was like, oh, that is real. Yeah. He was in the sauna for a bit and I was like, nope, I'm out. And so I went to go do a quick little shower and I was like, okay, I know that he's in there. I came back to the changing area, starting getting dressed, and he came out to take a breather, I guess, from
all the work he's doing in the
All the work. Yeah. Right. And it was so loud and obnoxious and a lot of things.
Yeah, it's super obnoxious. I'm just like, come on, you know? I mean, and just if it's the same guy I'm talking about, he's not like super big, like overweight. He's not, you know, it's not anything where you'd be like, okay, maybe he just deliberately makes a lot of noise.
I'm going
to
ask him.
Do it.
I have a question, sir. Well, like,
I just want to be like, are you okay?
The first question is, are you okay? Like, put in my first aid CPR in use. Okay.
I know it's very interesting, and I'm like, what?
It's a lot.
It's a lot. It's just
it's a lot. Yeah. Anywho, do you have a gym story?
I do. Oh! That just happened today. So I went to the gym today.
Okay.
And this is the first time that I'd seen this. I've heard people talking about it. I hadn't seen it. I hadn't experienced it. I went up into the studio. There's a studio upstairs, and I usually go in there because it's got those ballet bars all around
right.
it. And so I do go up there and do my stretches because I can like sit down and like pull on the bar and just get good stretches out of it.
Wow, she's getting stretched.
Yeah. And so I went up there to go and stretch, and there were two girls in there, and one of them had her phone up on the one of those little tripods.
Okay,
you
like
know,
a
an influencer or whatever. Girl, I was like, honey, you know,
here
to each their own. Each their own.
Mm-hmm.
But she was wearing like these itty bitty little shorts, like basically panties. My panties are probably longer than the little shorts she was wearing. And all she did the entire time was just like stick her ass out and like turn this way and stick her ass out again. And then she was like, quote unquote, stretching. And she was like bending over, touching her toes with her butt like to the camera. So she was like recording all of it and like doing these little poses where she was sticking her butt out. And I was like, oh my goodness, I've heard all about this before, and people saying, you know, these kids are so annoying at the gym, blah, blah, blah. Granted, she wasn't out in the weight room area.
Right.
So she was up there, and it was her and another girl, and the other girl was just, like, watching her. Just, like, watching her.
Was that
like,
her friend, or were they just in the same space
together? They were there together. Like, they were friends. I mean, they were talking and stuff. That's a lot for me. That's just...
Did you flip them off?
Oh, no.
Because if you're being recorded. Well, there are some people who do, who get pissed off that because you're recording and you're in the view. Like.
No. I didn't do that because I wasn't in the view.
Okay.
I went over to the other end of the studio and I did my thing over there and just tried to get in and out as quickly as possible because I was getting very just annoyed by it. But
did you get a good stretch?
Yeah, I got a great stretch.
Okay. Well, I guess that's all that.
I wanted to be very like,
like the guy in the locker room.
Like the guy in the locker room. But I didn't. Oh, stop. I didn't do it. I was like, oh, I'll just let her do her thing. Like, whatever.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Influencers to heavy breathing. Okay.
Heavy breathers. Yeah.
Gym diary is now closed.
The gym diary is closed.
All right.
Well, I do have another story for you. So another record was broken. A lot of records were broken this week. But this is one that I thought was very, very interesting.
Okay.
It's not just totally silly. It was very interesting. So there was a record broken for the quietest place on earth. And it's a test chamber. It's called an anechoic A-N-E-C-H-O-I-C, test chamber in Minneapolis, Minnesota, where they can absorb all of the sound around you all the way down to negative 24.9 decibels.
How?
Negative. The materials that the room is made of, like it's got these different little things all around it that kind of absorb the sound. And then the walls around it are super thick. So it like all absorbs all the sound. And visitors to the room, which is designed to suppress all the sound, have reported being able to hear the blood moving through their veins. And some have even said they can hear their eyelids closing when they blink. It's so silent in there.
What?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah. I think it'd be really cool. It'd be really cool.
I'm so all, it's like, quit blinking. I can hear you.
I can hear you blink. Can you imagine that grunter in there? Oh. We'd be in trouble.
We closed the diary. You can't reopen it.
No, it says some people even leave the room feeling sick and disoriented.
Yeah.
All the sound gets like.
All the noise that you naturally make, like
yeah, and so one guy said he could hear the valves of his heart. Somebody else said that they could hear the like their intestines and stuff, like they could hear everything kind of so like
shifting
around
and moving.
And,
yeah.
Interesting. So it was cool. It's kind of cool. Negative 24.9 decibels.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And then a second one. Did you ever have those little dream catchers as a kid? You know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Did you ever have one? So this man, his name is Dale Bobby Williams from Canada.
Come on, Dale.
He created broke the record for the largest dream catcher. The diameter is 42 feet 5 inches.
Where do you put this?
Yeah, so that's a good question. He made it because the record had been broken by somebody in Europe. And he wanted the record to be held by someone in Canada because it's a tradition in North American indigenous culture.
Right.
So he was like, the record, we should be
holding it. Yeah. Right. So I'm going to make it as big as possible.
And so he makes them already. Like he makes like regular size ones, but he wanted to make this huge one and wanted to hang it on a tree, like on a massive tree. But somebody from the community said they wanted it to be hung outside of the area where they do official powwows, like native powwows.
That's cool.
So they created this big stand thing, and it now hangs on this big stand. It's just this massive dream catcher.
Wow.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of cool. It's in
a field trip.
Yep.
Where are we going?
It's in Ontario.
Ontario.
Yeah.
Where's so, Ontario?
I don't know. It's in Canada.
It should be somewhere in the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll check it out. Okay. Yeah.
All right, that's it. Those are my two little world records.
Wow. Okay. Good stories. I'm regrouping with my funnies. Fact checker.
Are we taking a turn? Taking a funny turn?
Well, a fact checker, Brian at the pool party told me that I said the same joke twice.
I think I told you that.
No, you didn't tell me that. On air?
Pretty sure I told you.
Wow. You've said that. Well, yeah. So, and it has to do with let out a little wine. Yeah. That there was one that I mentioned the week before, and I said, "What did the grape say when the elephant stood on it?" And it's the same thing, just let out a wine. And then the following week, my fairway ladies said that joke, and I wanted to say it and make it a funny way, and it's the same joke, minus the elephants. So. I'm going to just put my jokes aside. I'm going to put them in order, making sure, create a little database to ensure that there's no repeats.
Oh, okay.
And just to ensure that, you know, there's continuity.
So you don't have any this week?
No. Well, I just told you I'm regrouping. So the funny is that it's not really a funny. It's not funny. I mean,
so it's like your regular funnies. Not funny. Okay.
Yeah. Right. So pause there.
I think you're going to have some very upset listeners, but hey. If that's what you want to do, you do you, boo.
I have
you,
to. I must. It's. I'm just. Maybe I just need to take a break from Brian.
That might be a good idea.
Or just tell him to. Well, no, it's fine. I need to hear this feedback. And if you have any other feedback on or do you have a joke? Let's do it.
Yeah.
People, so,
people are able to share as well.
Okay. Yeah. There we go.
Well, if you don't have a funny for us, I do have something for you. Today is September the 2nd. We are now in the burrs. September, October, November, December.
Like URR, burr.
Yes, yes. September.
Yes, 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 yes.
We are about to start fall this month.
Burr.
Yes, very exciting. Sorry, are you ready for fall?
Yes, it's time.
I think it's time as well. I love summer, but I'm ready for fall. So I put together a little fall quiz for you.
Oh, shoot. Okay, let me get my little studio thing here. Okay, let's make sure I'm going to be winning. So,
okay, go ahead.
Let's do it.
Do you have your little...
I do. She is ready. She is synced. She is in... she's ready.
All right. First question.
Yes.
When is the first day of autumn this year in the Northern Hemisphere? I'll give you some options.
Is it like the specific date?
The specific date.
Oh, go ahead. Just give me options. Yeah, yeah, let's do it.
September 6th, September 13th, September 22nd.
I'm going to go with the middle, the 13th.
No, it's September 22nd this
what?
Year.
What?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
This year. Okay, yep, no September worries, 22nd. No worries.
No worries.
It's okay. That's only I mean, the first who knows one. This?
All right, here we go. Where in the United States is it most popular to go leaf peeping in the fall?
Where are the peepers? Okay, give me some options.
The Rocky Mountains, New England, or the Far West?
Far West is out. New England, my final answer.
That's correct.
Yes! Okay, all right. Okay. Hopefully y'all got that right, too.
All right, next question. What pigment decreases in plants during autumn, making them lose their green color?
Which what?
What pigment decreases,
okay,
making them lose their color, their green color? Chloroplast, chlorophyll, or xanthophyll?
Chlorophyll, final answer.
That's correct.
Yes! I remember my science.
Yes. Which U.S. state is the largest pumpkin grower?
Okay.
Illinois, Virginia, or California?
Illinois.
That's correct.
Yes!
Wow.
Yes, yes.
Okay. All right. What spice will you not find in Mexican hot chocolate?
Pumpkin.
Cinnamon, chili powder, or ginger?
Ooh.
Which will you not find in Mexican hot chocolate?
Oh, it's a toss-up between ginger and chili powder. I'm going with chili powder.
No, it's ginger.
Ugh.
There is chili powder in Mexican hot chocolate.
Really?
Yeah,
is it little, spicy?
It's got a little tiny, tiny peak.
Oh,
like a little tiny peak.
Okay. I'm still a winner.
Okay. Yes, you are. In my book, you're always a winner.
See?
Okay. Oktoberfest takes place every autumn in which German city? Berlin?
No.
Hamburg or Munich?
Munich.
Yes.
Yes,
that's correct.
I knew that one.
Dang. Okay. Two more.
Yes, yes.
Which Hindu festival takes place in the fall? Diwali.
Diwali. Final answer.
Yes, that's correct.
Yes!
All right, last question for you.
Okay, let's go.
Which Jewish holiday celebrating the Jewish New Year takes place in the fall? Is it Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, or Shavuot?
I don't know this one. Okay. Jewish.
Yep. Sukkot. I don't even know if I'm saying that one right, but I know these are Rosh Hashanah or Shavuot.
Rosh Hashanah.
That's correct.
Yes! I'm a winner, baby.
Good job, Bob.
Yes.
Congrats. Okay. You are definitely ready for fall.
Yes, I am. Would you have gotten any of these right?
Yeah. Yes, I would have gotten them right. Excuse me. Yes. I know my stuff.
Okay. Yeah, so. All right. Well, this was fun.
See, I mean, we're out of time. So well, let's continue Labor Day.
Yeah. This is what it's all about. Let's labor our way through.
Oh, Lord. If you have anything you'd like to share with us, be sure to call us or text us at 210- 816-3747.
Yes.
Or you can always do it on Instagram at
our podcast.
That's right. Thank you for being here. We appreciate all of you, all of our wonderful poppers. Be sure to click follow and rate us and leave us a comment wherever you listen to our podcast. And tell us what you're doing to be a good human.
Yeah. Share your stories. We want to share them.
I want to know. All right. Until next week.
Bye.